Hi, and welcome to Lamplighter Kids Stories. My name is Rebecca, and this is my squirrel friend, Momo.
Hello, kids!
We have an exciting story for you today. In each of our stories, we are going to learn about one virtue. A virtue is anything that is good and right and true. Virtues are like little lights that shine bright and beautiful in a story.
Can I tell them about letters from Momo?
Go ahead.
I want to send you a real letter in the mail once a month. In my letters, I will share some of my fun forest stories and talk more about virtues. Also, each letter includes an activity page. And I may talk a little bit about acorns as well.
If you'd like to get letters from Momo in the mail once a month, just ask your adult to visit lamplighterkids.com. At lamplighterkids.com, you can also find Momo and my Seeds of Character books for sale. So, are you ready? Come and listen while we light the way to your imagination. Hello, everyone. It's so good to be back in a new year with a new story for you all. Momo and I loved celebrating the new year, and we've been, Momo? What exactly are you doing over there? Why are you staring out the window like that?
I'm staring at the mailbox outside, of course.
Oh, but why exactly are you staring at your mailbox? I thought you'd be more excited about the new story now that we're about to share it with our listeners. I know you always love a good story.
Oh, I am excited. I just can't stop staring at the mailbox.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see if I get an invitation to Vera's birthday party. I really, really hope I do.
Oh, who's Vera? I've never heard of her before.
Vera is a new squirrel friend that just moved into the neighborhood. Duffy and I met her a couple weeks ago, and she's super nice. Last time we saw her, she said she's going to have a birthday party soon, and yesterday Duffy told me that he got her invitation in the mail. But I haven't gotten one yet, so I've been staring at my mailbox ever since.
You know, staring at your mailbox isn't going to magically make an invitation appear.
Oh, I know, but I'm just so excited and a little nervous. I keep wondering how I'll feel if she doesn't invite me. I can't do anything about it either way, but what I can do is stare at my mailbox. That way, if it comes, I'll know right away. Then I don't have to worry about it anymore. I sure hope I get invited.
That is a good thing to hope for. Hope gives us something to wish for and look forward to. I hope your invitation comes soon too, Momo. In the meantime, can I tell you our story?
Oh, yes, please! I think hearing a story will go very well with staring at the mailbox. It'll give my mind something to think about while my eyeballs stay on the mailbox.
Whatever you say, Momo. Our story today takes place a long time ago in China. More than 1,000 years ago in ancient China, there lived a magnificent queen dragon. Her scales blazed with shining reds and oranges, and her great muscular wings rippled with blue veins, showing her strength and power. Though her outward appearance was indeed a sight to behold, she carried within her something even more magnificent. Like all the dragon kings and queens before her, she was born with the blue fire of protection. Every time she would fly over the Kunlun Mountains where the last of the dragons lived, she would occasionally blow long bursts of blue fire from her mouth. Instead of burning up in the air, though, this special blue fire would gently fall to the earth below. The dragons below would sit under this falling blue fire until it landed on them, soaking into their scales. Once the fire had touched a dragon, that dragon would then be invisible to humans for many weeks after. This blue fire of protection was of the greatest importance because, as any dragon knew, the humans who sometimes wandered into the Kunlun Mountains were a great danger to them. They were always trapping the dragons and taking them away. Because of the faithful queen and her blue fire, the dragons felt safe to live a peaceful life, knowing that, as long as their queen passed overhead and shared this fire, the humans wouldn't be able to see them. Unfortunately, as the years passed, the dragons began to see their queen less and less. The dragons could tell that their beloved queen was growing older. Surely, they thought, she would produce an egg that would hatch a new baby king or queen. This was the way it had always been done with the great dragons of the past. They'd left behind them another king or queen who could continue to protect the dragons. So, the dragons of long ago waited for this. They waited and waited and waited. Hundreds of years passed, and the dragon queen was no more. The blue fire of protection was gone. The powerful stories of dragon kings and queens began to slip into legend. Most dragons believed these stories to be silly fairy tales. They were fun to share with baby hatchlings at night, but they never believed them to be true. A queen with magical fire? This story was just too good to be true. Dai Lu, a small dragon with silvery blue scales, loved to hear stories about the kings and queens of the past. His grandfather, who happened to be the best storyteller around, spent his older years sunbathing on the rocks around their large lake and telling his stories to anyone who would listen, mostly consisting of the smaller dragons. One bright and still morning, as the grown-up dragons dove around the lake for fish, Grandfather, in his usual manner, began to tell his stories. Dai Lu and his sisters and friends gathered around the old black dragon, looking up at him with excitement as he began his favorites.
"My great-grandfather really believed in her. He did,"
Grandfather was saying, looking at each of the little dragon faces around him.
"He told me that his great-grandfather even saw the queen herself in her last days. He said there was nothing like seeing that blue fire falling from the sky, that when it fell on your scales, you'd get a warm feeling all the way to the core of your belly. And of course, little ones, as you know, this fire protected us all from the humans, made us invisible to them. Back then, dragons didn't have to run and hide like we're always doing these days whenever a human comes around. No, we were all at peace under the protection of the queen. Oh, those must have been the days," Grandfather said, a faraway look in his eyes.
One of the little dragons peeped up.
"But it's not like these stories are real. My mommy says that your stories are just pretend, that there wasn't any real queen who lived."
Dai Lu watched as his grandfather's eyes found the little dragon and smiled.
"Does she know? I suppose that's what most dragons believe these days, that it's all just fairy tales and legend. I myself have tried to find her lair among these mountains with no success. But still, I believe to the core of my being that there was a queen and kings and queens before her. What's more, I've heard stories that the queen did leave an egg behind, that there's still hope for an heir, for someone to be born who has the blue fire of protection."
Dai Lu's heart gave a jump, like it did every time he heard of the possibility of a queen's egg hiding somewhere out there in the mountains.
"If she left an egg behind, why didn't it hatch?"
another little dragon spoke out.
"Oh, you know as well as I do that dragon eggs can't hatch unless it's been heated through and through in a fire. That's how all of you little ones were hatched, of course. Perhaps the queen lay her egg and then passed on before she could place it properly in a fire. Perhaps it's still waiting all snug in a nest in a cave somewhere,
waiting to be found. Dai Lu wanted his grandfather to keep talking. He wanted him to begin telling everyone about his great adventures that he had had long ago when he tried to find the legendary missing egg. But right then, his father's booming voice came from behind.
There you are, little Dai Lu.
Dai Lu turned around.
Listening to your grandfather's legends again, are we? Let me guess. A story about the queen and her missing egg, I think.
His father smiled kindly as many of the small dragons' faces looked up at him.
Not legends, my son, just a hope in what I believe to be true.
Grandfather stood up and stretched, his black scales glistening in the sunlight. Dai Lu smiled. He was used to his father and grandfather disagreeing about this. He wasn't fully sure himself if he believed it to be true, but he sure wished it was true. Always having to hide from the humans who passed through these mountain trails was a constant reminder to him that they weren't truly safe here. As if his father knew what he had been thinking, he spoke.
Well, I came over here to tell everyone to get back to their families. Some humans have been spotted about a half day's journey away from here, so we need to start hiding our caves and lairs.
His father looked up and out over the large, glistening blue lake.
I do love this lake, but it does seem to attract curious humans all the time. I sure hope we don't have to move. The humans seem to be coming around more and more often these days.
Dai Lu followed his father's gaze out over the lake. The water was still today, reflecting perfectly the tall blue mountains that surrounded them. This was the only home Dai Lu had ever known. But he was young, and he knew what his father had told him. That the dragons moved every few years to keep safe. Would they have to move soon, he wondered. More than ever, his little heart wished that the stories were true. That the blue fire was real, and that there was an egg out there somewhere that could hatch into a new king or queen. His thoughts were full of longing as he said goodbye to all his friends who made their way back to their own families. Dai Lu followed his father, grandfather, and two sisters back up the large gray boulders towards their cave at the tips of the mountain. He knew it would be a busy afternoon for everyone. All the dragons who lived around this lake were assigned certain tasks to make sure everything was hidden when humans came. They had to bury fish bones, use large branches to sweep up their footprints, and move large stones in front of each of their caves so that the humans couldn't see them from below. What would it be like, he wondered, to never have to worry about humans again, to be invisible to their eyes? To never have to hide or worry about moving. He sighed and jumped on top of a boulder, listening to his two sisters play and laugh like nothing was wrong. It was no use dreaming about something that probably wasn't even true. There was work to be done, and it best get started now. Dai Lu woke up slowly from a deep sleep. He was still so tired he couldn't open his eyes, but he heard voices from outside his cave. He recognized his grandfather's voice first.
I just want to try again, son. I haven't gone looking for the queen's egg for many years now. I've been thinking long about this, and I know there was one mountain range I never searched when I was looking there last time.
His father's voice joined the mix.
I understand your desire to find the egg, but I don't think it will come to anything. You'll spend days away, and for what? I don't see how these legends can be true. It just doesn't make sense. We're better off hiding in our caves like we always do and just wait for the humans to leave.
Dai Lu forced his eyes to slowly open and realize why he still felt so tired. It was pitch black outside. The middle of the night. His two sisters lay beside him, fast asleep. Slowly and cautiously, he raised his head, peeking over his sister's stomach to hear better what his father and grandfather were talking about.
If I go looking again for the queen's cave and a possible egg within, it won't hurt anybody. Worst case scenario, we're back to where we started. I'm just getting older, son, and I would like to try one last time to search for what my heart has always longed for.
Dai Lu saw his father's face soften in the moonlight.
I know, Dad. You're right. It can't hurt anything. It has been years since you last searched, and I want you to feel like you've done your best to look for what you've been dreaming of finding. If you want, you can leave. We'll be okay here without you for a while.
Dai Lu watched as his grandfather smiled.
Wonderful, wonderful, son. Thank you for understanding. In that case, I will leave at morning's first light. These old wings aren't getting any younger, and the mountain range I want to search is a couple days' journey away from here.
Grandfather wrapped his old wings around his son in a hug, then walked back into the cave and lay on the rocks, his old familiar snores soon echoing on the walls. Dai Lu lay his head back on the cold stone, thinking about everything he had just heard. He couldn't believe that his grandfather was going out to search for the egg. He knew that his grandfather had been on many quests to find the queen's lair long ago, but he never thought in his old age that he would want to venture that far again. One thing he did know, though, was that, more than anything else in the world, he wanted to join his grandfather on this adventure. He had to. He just had to wake up early to join him. Thoughts began to fill his mind of he and his grandfather flying over distant mountain peaks, looking for the missing heir. These thoughts slowly turned into marvelous dreams as he drifted back into a deep sleep. When Dai Lu woke up the next morning, he had a feeling that there was something really important to remember. When he finally remembered the conversation that he had overheard in the middle of the night, he jumped to his feet. His heart stopped when he noticed that his grandfather was gone. Had he already left on his mission to find the egg? Dai Lu jumped over his sleeping sister and ran out towards the entrance of the cave. The morning light was just dawning, casting a beautiful yellow glow on all the tips of the mountain peaks. Dai Lu looked frantically around and let out a sigh of relief to see his grandfather and father sitting a few boulders below, watching the sunrise.
Grandpa, I want to come too!
He croaked as he bounded down from rock to rock towards them. The two older dragons jumped and turned around.
I want to come try and find the queen's egg! Please, I have to come.
Dai Lu, what are you doing awake this early? His father said. And how did you even know what your grandfather was planning on doing?
Grandfather gave his father a playful push.
Seems you have a clever one on your side here.
He looked over at Dai Lu and smiled.
I see no problem with Dai Lu coming with me. It'd be a grand adventure together.
What? No way! Said his father. He's too young, and I don't even know where you're going, and
He's old enough, said grandfather. He's as old as you were when I first let you wander off for a couple of days. I think it'd be good for the boy, whether or not we actually find an egg.
Dai Lu's father looked like he wanted to argue about this, but was simply silent for a moment.
You're right. He is old enough, and he'd be with you. I guess it's about time he saw what was beyond these near mountains. All right, have it your way, you two. I'm certain there's no eggs out there to be found, but there's adventure nonetheless.
Dai Lu jumped in the air with excitement. He couldn't believe his father had just given him permission to go.
Well, a little travel companion for me. And someone who can help me search the caves of the farthest mountains. It'll be nice to have an extra pair of eyes. Well, let's go catch some fish before our big trip. You never want to leave on an adventure with an empty stomach, I say.
Grandfather opened his leathery black wings and pushed off the rocks into the air, gliding gracefully down towards the lake to catch breakfast.
With one last tight hug from his father, Dai Lu followed Grandfather. His heart felt like it could fly above the clouds. What if the legends were true? What if there really was a dragon queen who lived long ago and left behind an heir? He knew the chances of this were so slim, but hope filled his heart as he soared down the mountainside. There was only one way to find out, and that's exactly what they were about to go do.
Wow! I thought nothing could distract me from this mailbox, but I have to admit, I almost looked away a couple times. Not quite, but almost.
I'm pretty impressed at your concentration, Momo. I'm not sure anyone has ever stared at their mailbox as long as
you have. He's coming! The mail mole is coming! Look, that's his trail through the dirt coming to my mailbox. I'll be right back.
Okay. I hope you get the invite. Well, I guess we'll find out soon whether or not Momo gets his invitation. It can sure be hard when you get your hopes up only to be disappointed by something. Oh, it looks like he's grabbing mail from the mail mole. He's looking through the stack, and he's coming back up. I can't tell if he's happy or not. I guess we'll see what he says when he... Momo?
I can't believe it.
Did you get an invite, Momo? What are you holding there?
Look at this.
Let me see. It's a letter, and it's shaped like an acorn. It says... You have been invited to Vera's acorn-themed birthday party this Saturday. Oh, Momo, that's great news.
I can't even. Acorn theme. Acorn everything. Acorn birthday party.
I think Momo is in a little bit of shock, everyone. Maybe he found out too many exciting things at once. Invitations, acorns, birthday parties. It might have been just a little too much for his tiny system.
Acorn party! I'm invited! I gotta go! And eat acorns and acorn cake and acorn pie!
Okay,
acorn cake,
I guess he got over the shock now.
Acorn cookies,
I'm so glad to see he got an invite, and I think this is a good time to say goodbye. I'll be back very soon to share the second part of our dragon adventure with you all. Listening to Lamplighter Kids Stories today. If you liked our story, please feel free to share it with your loved ones and leave a review. It really helps other listeners find these stories. If you're interested in subscribing to Letters for Momo or would like to purchase Momo's Seeds of Character books, just visit our website at lamplighterkids.com.